Some technocrats and politicians have also been assessing the president on how development and projects and financial management systems fared in 2014. A project management and financial expert, Bismarck Abobiaiti, said although the loan portfolio of government is huge, the IMF bailout would go a long way to help the Mahama government finance the huge capital infrastructure projects being undertaken in the country.
Currently, the President Mahama-led administration has been able to manage the storm that the country went through in 2014. We faced a lot of challenges where the government was not able to control the internal generation of funds for the country. Most of the funds that the country generated in 2014 were used to pay salaries, which is public information that we are all aware of. Due to that, they could not focus on infrastructure development. And I was not surprised when the government quickly established the infrastructure development fund, because the government believes and trusts that they can only thrive very well and push the economy forward if we have infrastructure. And you know, the infrastructure will help us as a country to be able to generate more revenue. Without infrastructure, you cannot generate revenue as a country. So I believe that now that the IMF is coming on board with the establishment of the infrastructure fund, the government will be able to raise in some money with a partnership with the private sector. We will be able to work hand in hand to revamp the infrastructure deficit that we have in the country. Notwithstanding that, we have to also look at the financial difficulties the country is facing. Because of that, it was very difficult for us to see major infrastructure boosts for the country. That notwithstanding that, major infrastructure development is going on. When you are going to 37, the Bema camp over there, there is a huge project going on. And we know of the Western Corridor road infrastructure, and many, many infrastructure projects are going on, specifically in the road sector. That is an area that, with all the difficulties that the country has been through, they have been able to do something. And we believe that when we talk about physical infrastructure, the infrastructure fund is coming to help. And the private sector, we are also prepared to open up to the government so that we can partner the government to do more in that respect. So I believe 2015 is going to be a bright year for us, as the Ghana government and the president has kept on echoing. And we believe as people, we also have a role to play as Ghanaians. As a private sector, we also have a role to play, because this country is our country. It's not for only Joe Mama and his government. So we are not predicting doom for this country, but we are looking for the prospects of the country in the next 2 to 3 years ahead of us. I am not predicting only for the president administration, because government will come, government will go. But the development of the country is a headache for every citizen of this country.